It's Rhys Phillips here with Jazz Special on Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM. Now, last week, Ginger Baker's Jazz Confusion performed in Cardiff, and ahead of the gig, I caught up with Ginger for an interview. Now, before I play it, I feel I should set the scene just a little bit. I didn't quite know what to expect. If you do a search on the internet for interviews with Ginger, you'll find several, and in all cases, the interviewer is having a hard time. And this is, without doubt, the hardest interview I've ever done. It took place in his hotel room, and you're going to hear quite a lot of background noise. For a start, I had to boost the levels a lot in the interview because he's got quite a quiet voice, and so this of course also boosts the background noise in the background. He smoked all the way through the recording, and you'll hear him chucking his pack of cigarettes down on the table next to the recorder, picking them back up again, lighting a new cigarette. You'll also hear a lot of sounds from outside because there was a window open throughout the interview as well. Now, some of his answers are extremely short, and he isn't shy to tell me when he thinks I'm talking rubbish, perhaps something that more guests should do, I don't know. Anyway, here it is. This is me in conversation with the drummer, Ginger Baker. So, Ginger, thanks very much for joining me. Tell me about your love of jazz music. Where does it come from?
What? I've always liked jazz music. So, I don't know quite how to answer the question.
Well, was there a particular record that you first heard, for example, that made you sit up and listen?
Yeah, 1954, the Quintet of the Year.
Tell us a little bit about when you started performing jazz music. I mean, I know you had some jazz albums out in the 1990s, and you're touring with a jazz group at the moment. But what was the first live performance you did in the field of jazz music?
1957, 1956. First recordings I did were 1957.
And who was that with?
I was working with Bob Willis, worked with Acca Bilk, people like that.
Tell us a little bit about your drumming style. Now, you're known for using two bass drums, for example, which was something that was, I guess, pioneered in the jazz genre with Louis Belton in Duke Ellington's band, for example.
Yeah, all the drummers that played with Duke Ellington played two bass drums.
And what was it that made you decide to take that technique?
An Ellington concert in 1966, I think, with Sam Woodyard, and I was very impressed by the way he used them.
African rhythms are present in lots of your music, and they always have been. Is that partly because of the time you spent living in Africa?
No, I was into that 10 years before I went to Africa. Phil Seaman turned me onto the African stuff in 1960. So I spent 6 years in Nigeria from 1970 to 76. But I wasn't there studying drumming. You know, you say my drumming style, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I just play. It's not contrived.
Now, last year there was a film made about your life. How much of a part did you have in the making of the film, and how did you feel about the film itself?
I was broke when they offered me money to do it, so I needed the money, so I did it.
So you weren't particularly involved from a creative what? Point of view.
What?
Did you have much of creative involvement in the film?
Well, I was supposed to have, but I didn't really have much at all.
through the 70s and 80s, I've read an article where you talked about how you got over your drug addiction, and I think that you found that olives were a solution. Tell us about that.
No, I just moved to Italy, and I got a place that was, you know, nearly 350 olive trees, and I learnt from the guy down the mountain, the next farm down, who was the top olive man in Italy, in Toscana, and it was very therapeutic. A lot of very hard work, but it was very interesting.
Tell us a little bit about your interest in polo, because I think you were quite heavily involved in that in the past.
I was. Not anymore. I got into polo in Nigeria, where I met by chance the best polo player in Nigeria. And he remarked, the way I drive, I should play polo. And I started playing and found I could do it, which is, you know, I actually got quite good at it. But old age and my arthritis has put it out of question now.
You had a group called the Ginger Baker Trio in the 1990s. You released a couple of records there. Tell us a little bit about that group. How did it come together, and who else was in the trio with you?
Well, Chip Stone is a journalist friend of mine. He sort of spoke to Atlantic. We did it.
And that was with Bill Frisell, I think?
Charlie Hayden and Bill Frisell.
Well, let's hear a track of yours now from that era with the trio. From the 1994 album Going Back Home, this is the Ginger Baker Trio with Straight No Chaser. Ginger Baker Trio with the Thelonious Monk tune Straight No Chaser, and featuring Ginger Baker on drums with Bill Frisell on guitar and Charlie Hayden on bass.
You've obviously worked in both the rock and the jazz genres of music. When you approach those different styles of music, do you...
Oh my God.
Do you...
What are you talking about? I play the drums. I play by listening to the other people. Okay, the drummer's job is to make the guys sound good. So what they play, it affects what I play.
Regardless of the style of music.
I don't know what you mean by style of music. I play music. I don't play any differently. I play by listening to the other people. Simple.
You approach all music as music and not as jazz or rock or anything else.
You think Cream was rock and roll?
No, to me Cream was, I guess, sort of a mixture between blues and rock.
No, blues and jazz. It was two jazz musicians and a blues musician. Nothing to do with rock and roll. It was popular, but it was 85% improvised.
And of course,
never played the same way two nights running. Same with what I'm doing now. Everything changes every night because of how people play. There's no contriving. You know, I have worked unfortunately, with contriving bands, it never lasted very long.
Tell us about the group you're currently touring with. It's the Ginger Baker Jazz Confusion. So tell us a little bit about the group, who else is involved, and what your plans are with this group.
Oh, my God. Well, Pee-wee Ellis is a very, very good saxophonist with a great musical sense of humour. And the bass player is Alec Dankworth,
yep.
The son of Johnny Dankworth and Cleo Lane. He's absolutely brilliant. And then we've got Abbas. Many years ago, I worked with Abbas's uncle, J.C. Commodore. And I think I met Abbas in 2008. And discovered he was J.C.'s nephew. And we've been working together on and off ever since.
We should say that Abbas is the percussionist in your band, and I've been watching some videos of you two performing together in the band. Do you find that you need a special musical relationship with someone to be able to make those rhythms work so well when you've got those two sets of instruments?
We don't think about it. Do we? We just play.
What are your plans for the Jazz Confusion band? Are you planning on recording together?
I hope so, but you know, there's talk of it, but whether or not it will happen, I don't know.
If you had to choose a jazz track from history, perhaps someone that you look up to, or maybe something that's inspired you, what track would you choose?
Well, I'd said the Quintet of the Year, I think, is probably one of those, you know, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Max Roach, Bud Powell, Charlie Mingus. You know, there's a few things Diminuendo Crescendo in Blue with the Ellington Band is pretty amazing. Coltrane with Elvin again, it's great stuff. So, difficult to pick one.
It always is. Other than Max Roach, who you just mentioned, are there any other drummers?
Max, Elvin, Art Blakey, Phil Seaman, Philly Joe.
Well, Ginger, we're going to close the interview then with a track from the Quintet of the Year, as you've mentioned a couple of times. The album was Jazz at Massey Hall. From it, we're going to hear the Denzel Best track, We. Ginger Baker, thanks very much for joining me.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Was We, or also known as Allen's Alley, written by Denzel Best and performed there by the Quintet of the Year on the 1953 album Jazz at Massey Hall, recorded in front of a live audience in Toronto earlier that same year, featuring Charlie Parker on sax, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Bud Powell on piano, Charlie Mingus on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And that album, one of Ginger Baker's favourite albums.